that it says a klala also that the goyim will come and eat up our produce is einai also einai mehem. It's not from a chelik of Klal Yisrael. In other words, these klalas go upon us. The Rashi says einai mehem mizera Yisrael dechsev estati ponim mehem. That Hashem says is going to be a hest upon them after the Churban Abayis. And who adin v'hoi yelechol sho'ev dekechovim shololim memoinoi. That the goyim will come and grab away our money. So Gemara says, Omru le rabbonin le rabba. So the rabbonin said to rabba, Mar loy behest upon him isa. For loy be v'hoi yelechol isa. It said to rabba, you, l'chura, you're not a hest upon him. Like Hashem is close to you. And also, the goyim don't bother you. So l'chura, you see that you're a Jew, and you have these two nyonim. There's no hest upon him by you, and the goyim don't come and bother you. Is Amalu, so Rav answered back and said, no. Miyadisi kama mishadrona bitzino beshava malka. Do you know how much money I have to send privately to Shava Malka? Sifta said that the goyim take away my money also. I also have to pay them off. So Gemara says, afilu hochi, even so, yidvu bei rabbonin einayu. That the rabbonin like gave him an eye in horror. They looked at Rav and they had a question on him. So when the rabbonin look at you, something good happens. So Gemara says, Adahokha right away, Shodo Devei Shava Malka, the king taka send a messenger, a shliach, to Rava, the Garvuha, and he took away all of the nechasim, Rashi says, the Garvuha, Rashi Shaluhu. They like made him, took away, but when you have a war, you take away what they own. So the Melech came and took away all that belonged to him. So, an Omar, now Rava said, Hainu de Tanya, this is what we learned. That Omar Shimon ben Gamliel, Komokam shenosnu chachomim meneim. Whenever the chachomim look at somebody and like give an eye in horror, have something there against you, is oimisa oyoni. Either because of that eye in horror that the chachomim look at you, either you'll die because of that, or else you become poor because of that. Like over here, the rabbanan looked at Rava, and because of that, Rava became poor. Like the melech took away all his nechasim. Moses says, V'yonoichi haster aster pona b'yemu. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, there will be a hest upon him. Hashem is going to take a hest upon him. Is Omar Rava, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afa pi shestarti pona mehem, even though I'm going to hold haster, meaning I'm going to hide myself from the Jews, the Shechin is not going to be openly amongst Klal Yisrael, but the chaloyim adab boy. There will be such a thing, the chaloyim in a dream, Amol Hashem does come to tzadikim. Rashlan's Bechaloy Madavaboy Biyoim Hu Kodain Biyoim Voloy Balaila. Only by day it has to put him, not by night time. Shemaram Loy Chaloy Hashem shows Tzadikim in a Chaloy Kadesh Yispala Allah Dover. They should daven for that thing. Rav Yosef said Yodoy Netuya Aleinu. That even though there's a hest upon him, Hashem like takes away, closes himself away from us, but still his hands are stretched out over to watch us. Shinema the Apostle says in Shayahu, Ovitzel Yodai Kisisicha, that I'm stretching out my hands, I'm covering you. So there's still a Yad Hashem, Hashem is still like watching us. We have Yeshua ben Chananya, have a Kor Bei Kaiser. He was by the king, Bei Kaiser he was. Achvole Yehu Apikursa, there was a certain Apikurus there. Rashi says, Sheinu Mamina Madibri Chazal. He didn't believe in what Chazal say. Could go in Tzedukim, because that's Tzedukim. He was kaifim what Chazal say. So he was like waving to him in like sign languages. And he said to Rabbi Chanina like this. He said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that Amo, the Hadrinu morally afeminei, such a nation, like you Klal Yisrael, that Hashem took away his face, like a hest upon him, so what's going to be with you? Like the Tzuki was making fun of Klal Yisrael. Zach v'lei, so Rabbi Yeshua like signed back and gave make a signal, signed back to him and said, you should know still, Yodoy Netuya Aleinu. It's not true. There's not a complete test upon him. Hashem's hand is still stretched out over us, is still watching us. Now the Maaseh was Omar Lei Kesel Rabbi Yeshua. So the king said to Rabbi Yeshua, My Ach Melecho Ama. But this was by signal, it was language talking through signals. Hand language. So the case of Yeshua, Yeshua, what did this Apikara show you? Like, what did he want from you? So he told him, and he said that, Amo the Adrino Morali Ape Mine, like as if to say, like, you Jews, Hashem went away from you. So Yeshua said, you should know, But I showed back to him that no, Yodin to Yolenu, Hashem is still with us, his hand is still stretched out over us, Hashem is still with us. So that was the Maisa, the king, that Yerushua told the king what happened. Omru Lehu Mina. So now they spoke to the Semin himself and said, my achvis lay, like what did you signal to Rav Yeshua? What did you tell him? So he said, Amo diadrinu mori minei. I told him, like asking this question, like you Jews, like Hashem left you, what's the good of you? So they asked the men, this Atikuris, oh my achvilacho, what did Rav Yeshua answer you back? What did he signal back to you? So he said, lo yadarnu, Ataka don't know, the Atikuris didn't know what he answered him. So Omru, so the Shriach said, like such a person doesn't understand the sign languages. So what are you doing talking sign languages in front of the king? Like if you have the chutzpah to talk in front of the king, like you started up with Rav Yeshua, you were the one that signaled him first. So if you don't understand it, how come you're doing this in front of the king? Sa'afkua, they took this min, this Apikuris out, they cut lu and they killed him. That was the ma'isa. That the Apikuris was killed. When Yeshua ben Chananya was about to die, is Omrule Rabbanan said, Mata heavy alone me apikursin. What's going to be with us now, Kleistel, against the apikursin? Because when you were alive, Bishus you saw this just mice, the guy was killed. So the apikursin, like you took care of the apikursin. What's going to be now when you're going to die? Who's going to take care of the apikursin? We're afraid they'll be too strong over us. So Omrulem and Yeshua answered back, of the Eitzah Mibonim Nisrcho Chochmosim. Means when the counsel goes away from the young ones, it becomes Sircha, comes rotten, the Chochmah from the older ones. That means Kivin Sh'ov the Eitzah Mibonim. When it goes away like Tzadikim, go away from Klai Yisrael, is right away Nisrcho Chochmosim in Umas Olam. The Goyim also automatically lose their Chochmah. So you don't have to be afraid. Like Kozum and I was alive, so true, they were after Kursim starting up with you. But now when I'm going to die, you should know they won't start up with you anymore. Like when the stikim go away, so I didn't miss me chokach masa. The boy is saying, another pasuk is miyachah from here. The pasuk says, Vayoymeh niso v'nelcho v'yechlo l'negdecho. Vayesav it says, let me go, and I'll go l'negdecho in front of you. So Rashi says, b'shava, I'll be shava to you. Because when you have tzaddikim and klai Yisrael, big people, then there'll be big people amongst the goyim. But when the tzaddikim die, who are them? There won't be big people by the goyim either. Rabbi Ila had a solid pedarga. Rabbi Ila was going up the ladder to vei Rabbi Bashila by Rabbi Bashila's house. Shama liyanuka devi kokori. He heard a kid saying over this pasuk that says, Ki hine yoitzer horim, that Hashem created the mountains, uvore ruach, created the wind, umagid liyoda masichoy, Hashem tells a person what his talk is. And Omar, he said like this, Rabbi Ila, that eved sherabai magid le masichoy, an eved like a Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears every word you see, and Hashem by din will tell you over every word you said, is Takoni Yeshka, do we have any hope? Like Hashem is so medaktan in every word we say, the court is no help for us. So where it says, my sikha, what does it mean that Hashem knows everything we talk? Is Amar Rav, Rav says, Afilu sikha yeseirom, shebenishli yeshtoi. Even the extra talk you talk to your wife about, even Mishas Tashmish, also Hashem is there, knows about it, and will tell you about it. Is Magidim and Liyodim Mishas Misa, that they'll tell to you Mishas Misa the extra words you said. Rashi says, Sikha Yisera means Divrei Schoik Shlefnei Tashmish. That before you're with your wife, if you have Divrei Schoik laughing around, that Mashmin is a time you shouldn't have done it. And Hashem will have a time of why you did it. We'll soon see. Moses says, Amy, it's not that way. The Levi says, you are supposed to have Schoik with your wife beforehand. For Rav Kana, Hevegani, Tusei, Parayu, the Rav. The Mice was Rav Kana, that was the Talmud of Rav, was sleeping under the bed, or not sleeping, was lying under the bed of Rav. He had the chutzpah, in the daytime he went in this Rebbe's house, Rav's house, and he stuck himself under the bed. The Shaman, he stood there till the night time. And at night time where Rav was living with his wife, the Shaman is the Sach Vitzochak, the Yosef Shrochav. And he heard the way Rav was with his wife, and he was laughing with her, then he had tashmish with her. And Omar, so Rav Kahana said, Domi Pume de Rav commanded le toyim le tavshile. Like the mouth of Rav sounds like he never tasted anything yet. Like it sounds like it was the first time he was living with his wife. Like he said a lot of divrei tzchayk, a lot of divrei ritzui. He spoke a lot of love, I says to his wife. So then the maisa was that Omar le Kahana. So Rav heard that Kahana was there, and he told Kahana, Puk, go out of here, lavur chari, it's not nice that you're here. And the other Gemara says that, and Brochus, the Gemara says that Rav Kahana said, it's Torah, the Luma Torah Nitzorach, I'm here for the purpose, I want to know how to do it. It's Torah, everything is Torah, how to do it. So I'm here to learn how you're supposed to do it, even be with your wife also. That's why Rav Kahana went there. But I call upon him, these three here, Rav, he did speak with his wife, Divrei Tzchayk, before he lived with her. So Gemara says like Kasha, Kan did tzorach l'ritzuya, hod lo tzorach l'ritzuya. If you have to get your wife in a good mood, she's not in a good mood yet, she doesn't like you yet, then you have to talk divrei ritzui. You have to talk to her nicely, all different type of lashonos to make her feel happy with you, and then you have tashmish. But hod lo tzorach ritzui. In the case where everything is going very good and you don't have to ritzui, it's there without the words, then there's in you not to talk for shash tashmish. Right. Pasuk says, "V'yim loy tishmauha b'mistorim tifke nafshi mifnei geva." If you're not going to hear b'mistorim from the hidden things, tifke, you're going to cry mifnei geva from geva. So Mar says, "Omar Rav Shmuel bar Ina mishmei the Rav mokem yeshta la kodesh baruch hu mistorim shmoi." There's a place that Hashem has, and that's called that's mistorim. There are secrets there, quiet, a private place. Hashem has mistorim, and mistorim is a seser, a private, hidden place. My mifnei geva, what does the pasuk mean mifnei geva? Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok mifnei gavoson shal Yisrael. That means shenitlo mehen v'nosu l'yotik gechovim. That Hashem will take away the geva, the haughtiness of Klal Yisrael, and give it to the goyim. Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni yomah mifnei gavoson shal malchus shemayim. Means also the geyus that belongs by Kodesh Baruch Hu by the malchus shemayim. For the Gemara, O miyuka v'chia kaim v'kodesh baruch hu, does the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself cry? I've omra popo, ein atzivus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no atzivus, there's no sadness by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem Rapostik says, hoid v'hod olofonov, ois v'ched v'bim koimoi. There's only ois, strength, and ched v'n happiness v'bim koimoi by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not v'chia, not crying. The Gemara says, lakasha, there's lakasha. Ho v'bote gavoi, ho v'bote broi. One's the inside house, and one's the outside house. And the inside house, all the way in, there is crying. And the outside one, there it's ois v'chedva. But it says, for the morrow, v'bote b'roi loy, even on the outside house, where in the outside like, there's no crying there. But see if the pasuk says, v'yikra adoni Hashem tzedokas b'yem hu, levchi u lemispeid lekorko lechogor sak. It says clearly that either by the Shem there was levchi lemispeid, there was crying in a spadim, and lekorko lechogor putting on sacks. So Gemara says, "Shani churban beis hamikdash." That's talking about at the time of the churban beis hamikdash. The afilo malchei shalom bochu. The time Hashem had to destroy the beis hamikdash, that was different. At that time, they were crying. Even the malchei shalom, even by close to Hashem, there was also b'chia crying there also. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hey na reilim suaku chutzu malchei shalom mar yivkoin." Like even the reilim, those malachim, and the malchei shalom. Is all mar yivkoyin. They're all crying. So the zman, the base of me, the korban abayis, that's different. But otherwise, Hashem cries in the hiddenly, but in the outside house, there's no b'chia, there's only ois v'chedva. Right, the pasuk says, v'dima tidma, tears, and then a second time tears. V'atere deine dima, and our eyes will bring down tears. Ki nishpo edu Hashem. Because the aid of Klal Yisrael was captured. Shomer Reb Leza, Sholesh Demoyes Alol Olomu, what does the same pasuk say, three times crying, three tears? Achas HaMikdash Rishon, V'yachas HaMikdash Sheni, V'yachas Shal Yisrael Shagolim Im Koimim. Now Klal Yisrael had to be Gola, had to go into Gola, go out of Eretz Yisrael. Not only did they lose the base of Mikdash, but also they had to go into Gola, leave Eretz Yisrael. V'yik of the army, and some say, Achas HaBitl Torah. They cried for the Bitl Torah. Does they could learn? Versus Vishleim Laman Diyama, Al Yisrael Shegolu, Haino Desiv Kinishbu Edi Hashem. That's why it says they were captured. Captured means they went into Golus. It's good. Elo l'man v'yamra v'itl Torah, that they were crying because they couldn't learn Torah. My kinish b'edu Hashem. Where do we see v'itl Torah in the passage that says they were captured? So the Gemara says, yes, kibin shagolu yisram koimon ein l'cha v'itl Torah godu mizir. Since Klai Yisrael had to go into capture, they were in captivity, they were out of Eretz Yisrael, so when you go away from your own homeland, that's the biggest bit of Torah, they couldn't learn the same. Again, Torah, Keteres Eretz Yisrael, when everything is b'sholem and peaceful, that's the way to really learn Torah. And when you had to go into Golis, it's much harder then, so there was a bit of Torah, the fact they had to go into Golis. Torah Rabbani, Shaloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Aleinu L'chol Yoyim. On three people Hashem cries every day. Al she'ev shalasek b'Torah v'yein yosek. Someone that has a good head and could learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah. So he's like wasting his time, Hashem cries about him. The al she'ev shalasek b'Torah v'yosek. Somebody that can't learn Torah and he spends the whole day just learning Torah, Hashem cries for him also. And it's not the right thing to do. If you can't, you gotta do other things. Not that you shouldn't learn, but you have to do other things also. The al parnes ha'mizgol al tzibur. A parnei is a ruler over the tzibur that acts like gaiva, is too haughtiness. He acts like a big shot over the tzibur. That's very bad. Hashem cries about him. Rebbe having knockout sefer kinis. Rebbe was holding the sefer kinis in his hands. The kokorah b'gavei, he was reading the sefer. Kimot alai psukim, he came to this pasuk. Hashlich mishamayim oretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down from Shemayim to the oretz. Certain things Hashem sends down to this world. So at that time when he read this pasuk, it says, Nofa min yodai, punkt that he read this pasuk, the sefer kinis fell from his hand. Is Omar. So he said like this, Rebbe said, Me'igra ram, lebira mito. Like this pshan the pasuk also, that Hashem sends down in the Shemayim is even from so high up to so low down, like even from my hand falling down to the ground, the source one because Hashem was geyser. Anything that falls from a person's hands is a pshat that that's called Hashem is throwing it down. It's min Hashemayim that you're supposed to drop it now. That's also pshat this pasuk. Trashi kama gedoyla nefilazu en lecha gevoyo bor amuka ki Shemayim loretz. Right, Rebbe v'Rebbe Chiya have ishakli v'yazli b'yurcha. They're both walking in the street. Kimot alu mas when they came into this city, Amr they said, they asked around, is there any Talmud Chacham in the city? Let's go visit him. Like if they went into a city, and if there's a Talmud Chacham there, let's go visit the Talmud Chacham. So they went to ask around to see if there's any Talmud Chacham there. They wanted to go visit him. Amri, so they said over, yes. There's a Talmud Chacham there, but you know he's blind. Is Omale Reb Chila Rebbe, so Reb Chila told Rebbe, Tivat, you sit here. Like Rebbe was the Nossi, it's not nice for the Nossi to go to a blind person. So you sit here, and Ezel Ano V'yakab Alat, I'll go myself. So the Maizik was no Takfur, Rebbe wanted to go very strong for Yozel Badeh, he went with him. So they went together, Rebbe and Reb Chila. So they went to speak to this blind Talmud Chacham. After they got finished speaking, when they were leaving, Omalu, so a blind person said to them, Atem he kabaltem ponim hanirim v'yenim royim. Like you came to visit me, that you could see me, but I can't see you. Shino tiske lahatpo p'nei haroyim v'yenim nirim. You should be zeichu to see the person that could see and it's not seen, which means Hashem. That's the bracha they gave back. And you should be zeichu to be able to see Hashem. That means that Hashem should see you, even though you can't see Hashem. So Amalei, so Rebbe Reb Chila liked this bracha and said, and so Rebbe said, Icha hashtu minosu minhai brichosa. Like the Rebbe said, he's very happy he came, because if I wouldn't have come, you would have stopped me from this bracha. Like Rebbe liked this bracha. Amrulei, so they said to the blind person, Miman shmilecho, like how did you know to give such a bracha? Where did you hear this type of a bracha from? Whereas Rashi says, Menolach Rashi says, Shekol kach gedeilo hakabolas ponim. Like, how do you know it's so great this mitzvah? No, forget. Like, the bracha was that since you were zeichah to do this mitzvah, kabolas ponim, you should be zeichah to see Hashem also. So he asked him, how do you know this? How do you know from this mitzvah of being mekabel of visiting the Talmud Chacham, you zeichah to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mekabel pnei Hashem? How do you know this? Who do you hear this from? So he said back, Mipirka the Rabbi Yaakov Shmili. Heard it from the learning of Rabbi Yaakov. to Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitoy, Rabbi Yaakov the came from the city Kfar Chitoy, Rabbi Makpalak paid the Rabbi Kol Yoima. He used to go visit his Rabbi every day. Kikash, when he got older, Omalei learned Star Amar. So the Rebbe told him, you're too old now, don't bother, don't come to me anymore. The Loyochumah, it's very hard for you to come to me. Omalei answered back, Mizutas are so small, Maidich Sibu Rabbonin, what the Pasuk says about being Mavaka, seeing Tamid Chomim, Vayichi Yoid Lonetzach, Loyiru Ashachas, Ki Yiru Chachomim Yemoisu. The what that you'll live a long life, why? Ki Yiru Chachomim Yemoisu, if you'll see Tamid Chomim when they die. So Yaakov said like this, Uma horoye chachomim. Pimisoson, yichye, madach, if you see a tamachachim, a shas is dying. You're gonna have an arichas yomim, you'll be live long. Pichayeye, malachas kama bekama. For sure, if you go see a tamachachim when he's alive, avad will have a brach, you live long. So it's a tremendous act to see a tamachachim. For the Rav Ido, avuad Rav Yaakov. Bar Idi, heavy rogel, heavy ozo, tloso, yarche birche. He used to go learn in yeshiva, but it used to take him 3 months to get to the yeshiva. V'chad yom b'vei rav. And one day he used to spend learning in yeshiva. And then he spent for 3 months coming back home. So the kids, he spent a half a year traveling just to learn one day. V'korulei rabbonin, the rabbonin there called this person bar bei rav. They called him a talmud chacham of one day. You're a talmud of one day. Bar bei rav v'chad yom. You're a talmud of one day. So Cholish Daite, he felt very bitter, they're making fun of me. I'm a Talmud of one day only. So Korya Navshe Schoik Luriyeyu Eye. Like they're making fun of me. Like I'm the laughter of town now. Omale Rabbi Yechlin. Rabbi Yechlin said no. The Metusiminoch Loy Tanish Le Rabbonin. Rabbi Yechlin told this person, don't put the Rabbonin to punishment. In other words, the Rabbonin, they make you feel bad now, they're doing an Avera like. And they're going to be punished because of it. So Rabbi Yochanan told this to Rabbi Idi here, please don't make the Rabbanan be punished because of you. So the Maaseh was Rabbi Yochanan, Nafuk Rabbi Yochanan by Medrasha. So now Rabbi Yochanan went to the base of Medrash to talk to the Rabbanan there. For Dorish and Dashan like this, the Pasuk says, For Yoisa Yoim Yoim Yidrishun, For Das the Rocha Yechafetzun. That it says every single day they came to be Dorish Hashem. For Chibi Yoim Dorishun Oisoi, Volai Lein Dorishun Oisoi. Why only by day and not by night? Whoever learns Torah even just one day of the whole year, it's as if you sat and learned Torah the whole year. So don't make fun of this Talmud here. He's spending a half a year to get to yeshiva for one day. It's kedai. If you learn one day really lishmo the way you're supposed to, one day you learn the way you're supposed to, it's kilo you learned the whole year. The same with the opposite way, by doing an Avera. The Pasuk says, that the days that the Meraglim checked out Eretz Yisrael, connected that they got years in the Midbar. The Kashmir's V'chiyaboyim Shana Chotu, did it take them 40 years to check out Eretz Yisrael? V'loyaboyim Yoyim Chotu, they only checked out the Meraglim, only spent 40 days checking out Eretz Yisrael. So how come they got 40 years? For every day they got a year punishment, and the Leimlach is to teach us that kol oiver avera filu yemechel b'shana. Whoever does an avera even just one day of the year, malol abakoser kilu ovar kol hashana kula. It's considered as if the whole year you've been doing an avera. That's a pshat. Every day the Meraglim did an avera, it's considered like a whole year worth of an avera. So they did 40 days worth of an avera, 40 days. The punishment back was 40 years. Right. Ezel Kotin, so cover this Gemara, where Yeshiva said, I'm all of a kid, has to travel far away to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Aratan Yeshiva to learn better. He's traveling back and forth, it's Kedai. If he could learn better there, if Shat was in his own town, he couldn't learn. That was the only Yeshiva could learn. So he had to travel for 6 months to be in Yeshiva one day, it was worth it. That is, but about if you could learn home, about it wouldn't be better. Yeah. Then again, the Mishnah said that a kotin is part of a mother's riyah, but it is kon shegi lechinuch. He has a chiyuv. what age is it called the Gila Chinuch? So the Machlokes Beisham and Beisul in the Mishnah. Beisham, I said, it's enough to say, Kol Sheina Yochel Irkav Aksefri. He has to be so young that even on a piggyback ride, he can't go to Yerushalayim, to up to, from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's old enough to ride on his father's back, to get a ride up to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a Chiyav Olas Regel. That was Beishamai. And Beisilu said no. He has to be old enough that the father has to give him a hand, and he can walk with his father from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Shear is from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara asks,